These familiar, memorable lyrics were composed in the summer of 1955 by Jill Jackson Miller, a Hollywood actress who had starred in 7 Westerns. Born in Independence, Missouri, she became an orphan as a young child and would eventually plunge into despair. But her painful early life led her onto an odyssey of seeking spiritual solutions to the troubles of the world. Decades after writing her famous song, Jill Jackson Miller spoke with me at her home in Los Angeles.
My late husband, Cy Miller, and I were songwriters, and one day we heard a program speaking about that peace, to become a manifest reality, has to be in the hearts and practice of the individual, which, of course, is a basic truth. And we were taken over by this lovely idea and began almost immediately to write this song. We were aware that we are instruments of this idea because a wonderful, simple truth came through. But we didn't know this until what began to happen to it, because it took us about 3 weeks of putting it away and taking it out, the polishing, so-called. Then at the end of 3 weeks, my husband and I looked at each other and said, "Wonder if anybody will like this. This is really a very strange song." Well, a few weeks after that, a young man came, a very radiant song leader, who was going to be teaching songs at the National Conference of Christians and Jews Workshop in the mountains of California, right up from Palm Springs. And he said, "I'm looking for some new songs." And he looked over some of the things that we had there. And my husband, always very happy about singing songs, sang a few songs with him. Then he saw this one on the piano and he said, "I like that. What is that?" So I said, "Well, it's a new song. Well, let's sing it." He was immediately taken over by the spirit of it. He said, "I'd like to try it out with the young people." So we were invited to go up to that workshop about 100 miles from here. And in this wonderful interfaith, interracial workshop of 180 teenagers, there was this feeling of true empathy and understanding and wanting to really find the way that life can be lived. And when they heard and sang this song the first time in the mess hall, it took them over, and it became their theme without anybody's voting or anything. They sang it in a circle, and they envisioned the world in the circle. They envisioned the world in their circle. And they said, "We want to live it and share it." So 75 of them literally began to share the song. And my late husband figured it took us about 30 hours a week for 10 years to answer the mail.